This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The front lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of...
Jalen Martin is a student at the high school. We've confirmed a student ID, who he is, his social media. And he's telling us that friends of his said they thought there were multiple shooters. There have been weird secret service, SWAT team-style drills going on. A lot of bizarre stuff, if you just joined us. But now we've got more clips, not just Alexa Mednick, saying that she saw the reported shooter walking along without guns, said, oh, good, it's not you. We thought it'd be somebody like you. And then, of course, other shots going off while that's happening. But we have another witness who's unnamed. It was on KPRC, Hispanic youth. We'll find her name saying the same thing. Here's a clip of that.
All the kids could go outside so they could start shooting up. So they started shooting from the first floor up, because there's only two exits in the freshman building, so everybody started running to the other exits, so that's when the shooter, the other people started coming up. So everybody, and then I thank God to this teacher who opened up her door, and like all of a sudden, she got shot in the arm trying to open the door, and then the other teacher, he got shot in the head trying to cut the other students, and it was like an hour, like we felt like years waiting for them. And then after all that, we finally got out, and like they started yelling at us to keep focused and pay attention.
All right, here's the deal. Full clips coming up next segment after our guest leaves us. But did you hear multiple people shooting up at him? And that's what the witnesses are saying, and they're so clear. But notice, I said that was KPRC. It wasn't. That's somebody over the shoulder of KPRC on an iPhone. So the news isn't putting this out. We know that KHOU got it, thought it would be on the news, and then it didn't. So the reporter, Matt Muzel, put it out on his Twitter. Here's a clip of that.
They're all in shock. Let me just tell you this. We just spoke with a former student, Alexa Mednick. She actually walked down the hall with the accused shooter, Nicholas Cruz, after she heard shots fired. She said, hey, Nicholas, this is what she told me on camera. We will have it for a 10 o'clock show. She said, hey, I just heard shots fired. I'm surprised it wasn't you. Just kidding like that. He had this reaction, what? And then they parted ways. She said, I heard more shots after that. She thinks there was a second shooter. That's the first we've heard of that, but she believes there was actually a second.
And then that didn't air that night, but he had to put it on his Twitter, and we played that clip already. Alexa Mednick will play it in the next segment. So, Jalen Martin, like you said, look, 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 investigate, investigate, investigate. That's what your gut's telling you. But off air, you were just basically saying, yeah, this doesn't add up. You're going to investigate. You were saying most of the other young adults, that they're not buying into it. Recapping what your friends told you about thinking there were multiple shooters, like you just heard from that young lady, did you recognize her voice?
It's really hard to tell exactly who I was talking to, or who I was listening to, I'm sorry. But in terms of what my friends were telling me, I had a friend who I think she said she was walking with, you know, the girl in the previous video, who said there were multiple shooters. She basically was saying, like, she was walking with her, and it was impossible for there to have possibly been only one shooter, because she heard shots still while they were all walking, and, you know, Nick was right there. So the whole thing just doesn't add up to me. That and the fact that the Secret Service decided to come and change the safety protocol a few weeks ahead, I think that's pretty suspicious. And one thing that I also want to say is, like the girl in this video just said, that there's only two exits, there's only two entrances. And those stairwells, they have cameras in them. They clearly should have saw them. If they don't have someone operating those cameras at all times, they don't need the cameras really in the first place. Because there are like 3 cameras in each stairwell. There's 2 stairwells, so that's like 6. And within each hallway on each floor, there are like 2 cameras. So this is something they should have saw. I mean, they should have known, okay, this is this kid, and
Well,
okay, I see him running up there.
Jalen Martin, say that. We're back in 60 seconds because you know the school. You're saying exactly what this other young lady was telling local TV and national TV that they didn't decide to air, but a citizen shot video of the interview, thank God. I mean, this is incredible.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Listeners and viewers, everybody watching right now has to call their neighbors, their friends, their family. You've got to get the articles off InfoWars.com. You've got to get them out to all the local media, particularly in Florida, and just demand that citizen journalists get down there on the ground. We should send reporters as well, because we have Jalen Martin, a senior at Majority Stoneman Douglas High School, about 40 minutes north of Miami, Florida. You have 17 dead, more than 20 others seriously wounded. You've got what looks like a autistic young man who was highly suggestible, would do whatever he was told, could hardly even talk, would blow up at people for no reason, with his folks dead, friends saying he was on psychotropic drugs, working at the local Dollar Tree store, and that they had both exits covered and were shooting everybody trying to get out as they went up, and the teachers would open the doors and they would be shot. That is serious intel, and it's not KPRC reporting it. It's a person with a cell phone recording what the local news is all being told, and only KHOU-11 talking to a whole nother young woman, Alexa Mednick, saying the exact same thing, and she knew him, and said there's shots going off down the hall on the other side, and there he is. Doesn't have a weapon because he says, oh, it wasn't him. Shots are going off. She says, oh, I thought it would be somebody like you. And then local KHOU reporter live says, coming up, I'm going to have this for you on the news. I got the interview, and then they don't put it out. He puts it out on his Twitter. And I was saying earlier, looks like they didn't want people to see that. They got told. Well, now we've got KPRC with a Hispanic high school student who's laying it all out exactly what happened about how they're pinned down from both ends, being pushed up into the building and being killed, waiting for the police to get there. Unbelievable. And you think, you look at this young girl, we don't know her name because the news wouldn't air the interview. A citizen caught part of it. She looks absolutely 100% credible, telling you exactly what happened in a firsthand energy, just like Alexa Mednick is as well. And then we've got Jalen Martin being told this by other people that were there watching Alexa Mednick talk to the reported sole shooter, Nick Cruz. This is stinking to high heaven, because the Orlando nightclub shooter was an FBI informant and part of a multinational security force. And there had been reports he was planning something and nothing was done. And then his dad was involved in all this weirdness and all this other weird crap. and showed up at Hillary speeches and then was connected into all these other groups. And then you got the same thing with Paddock and our hostage rescue team sources saying he went to the Middle East, he's a gun runner. And then all that comes out months after we tell you exclusively. The media will say, Jones says no shooting happened. I am not saying that. A shooting did happen. I'm saying the eyewitnesses they don't want you to hear are on air right now. So we're going back for final statements from Jalen Martin, and he can call in. We've got his number, some of the producers line with any breaking news today, tomorrow, next week. We really appreciate him helping us. We've confirmed his identity, have his student ID, all of it. Let's play this clip, and I'm going to play the whole thing coming up. It's a couple minutes long. This is what KPRC wouldn't air. It's over the shoulder of KPRC while they're talking to one of the survivors who saw, talk about riveting footage, riveting interview, our teacher shot in the head as they're trapped by wolves coming in a pincer attack, multiple shooters. Here it is.
I told the kids to go outside so they could start shooting up. So they started shooting from the first floor up, because there's only two exits in the freshman building, so everybody started running to the other exits, but that's when the other shooters started coming up. So everybody, and then I thank God to this teacher who opened up her door, and like all of a sudden, she got shot in the arm trying to open the door, and then the other teacher, he got shot in the head trying to cut the other students, and it was like an hour, like it felt like years waiting for them. And then after all that, we finally got out, and like they started yelling at us to keep focused and pay attention ahead, the army, because they didn't want us to see the bodies that they hid in the corner. They were putting masks over them so we wouldn't see them.
This is all coming together now with sickening detail. I keep saying majority because I'm going from memory. It's Marjorie Stoneman, Douglas High School. Ladies and gentlemen, what have I been saying for months? The left keeps saying, if you release the memo exposing FBI corruption and Justice Department corruption, there'll be massacres. And I've said, all they've got left is a false flag card. Let's get Matt Bracken on. We said that last Friday over and over again. And we said attacks on schools, attacks on minorities. They'll have the perfect white supremacist cutout. An autistic person that was highly suggestible, and now reports of all these other shooters. Leader of white nationalist group confirms Florida shooting suspect is member of his organization. So we've got the left trying to cause race war in this country. And now the suspect in Florida shooting was reportedly a member of white supremacist group, a representative of the Republic of Florida organization, told multiple outlets that suspect Nicholas Cruz was a member. The group wants Florida to become a white ethno state. Jonathan Gerb told the Associated Press that Mr. Cruz had participated in paramilitary drills. So this is really getting crazy. Jalen Martin, thank you for all your time and interest and courage today. What do you make of this latest development with what we were just breaking down?
I think this is, there has to be, like, for sure, a second shooter. I think they need to keep investigating that. They shouldn't just sweep this under the rug as some other, you know, school shooting where there was a lone gunman and then everyone's up in arms saying, hey, we need gun control. Everyone needs to take the guns away. That's why I said, I was talking to this guy, you know, near the school, and he was telling me, you know, these teachers, they would be able to protect the students had they just had the ability to fight back. He said, when you have a gun and you're going against someone who's trying to shoot you, you're equalizing the balance of power. That's exactly what needs to happen because, you see, there's a teacher laying on the floor on one video that I saw with blood everywhere and the teachers are in the students are walking out. This type of stuff could have been completely, maybe not stopped, but diminished quite a bit. Had a teacher had a gun in that building and been able to shoot back and kill him. Kill him or wound him. And as far as new news coming out, I mean, I don't really know right now. I'm about to look up some more stuff and talk to more people. But my neighbor, she got shot, and she's in the hospital.
Wow.
I'm hoping she's okay. Yeah, because I noticed last night when I came home that her parents weren't there, and one of her brothers opened the door and was like, hey, she got shot. We don't know where she is, actually.
Well, Jalen, our prayers go out to everybody. You've already got a YouTube channel. Go shoot reports with witnesses, upload them. You can be an InfoWars reporter right now. And so, I mean, let's get you on board. You're there. We appreciate your courage and your thoughtful coverage of all this. And so please get out there, interview as many eyewitnesses as you can, because you see multiple news channels not wanting to air the reports of multiple shooters, despite the fact that reporters are pushing for that. What do you make of that?
I think this idea of, like, hiding what is true and what is likely true is just something that has become normal nowadays. I think that once they are out there, they don't want to have to say something that contradicts what they've already said, because they don't want to have that fake news moniker, even though they've already taken it. They just might as well just go ahead and correct it and get the truth instead of trying to hide behind a lie and not make it seem like, hey, that we lied about something. I think what needs to happen is the truth needs to come out. They need to set it free. And I think when that happens, maybe the mainstream media will understand that, okay, maybe we can start telling the truth about some other things.
All right. Well, Jalen, we're glad you and others survived. Our prayers go with you and all the wounded and the dead, and, of course, the families. But, wow, we said the perfect false flag would be a white nationalist attacking a multicultural school as a way to make the leftists all look like victims and bring in gun control and a war on America's recovery. And now, right on time, what we've been warning of, their main card, the thing we said was imminent, it appears with all the...
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can now officially say that it's about a 90% chance that the Florida event at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School that's killed 17 people and injured over 20 is a deep state false flag operation. We have multiple news reports of credible witnesses saying they saw the supposed shooter unarmed walking down the hall while shooting was going on down the building, and that people were pinned on both exits, being driven up into the third floor, being shot, who witnessed teachers being killed. We have video of the news stations doing the interviews. People shot cell phone footage, but that didn't air, from KPRC and others. KHOU, that was there covering baseball, they interviewed people, but it didn't air on the news. The reporter put it out on his Twitter. What did I say a month ago? What did I say last week? What did I say when Matt Bracken, counterterrorism expert, was on? Just, what was it, Friday? I said, you watch. The only card the globalists have to derail our nationalism is what's in the WikiLeaks race war. And just like there was clear, credible evidence that they knew about what happened with the fella a few years ago, the idiot, the scumbag that went in and shot the 9 people at the black church, Dylan Roof, that an event like that is exactly what the globalists would do imminently to try to create racial division in this country and derail the nation, and the fact that black unemployment's at record low levels and the rest of it. And now you've got all these witnesses we just had on, high school seniors like Jalen Martin and others, that say nobody's buying the official story. They had weird SWAT team drills there in the weeks before. The teachers think there's something going on. You got the police and everybody showing up right as the shooting starts. It's incredible. And then, leader of white nationalist group, right on time, most of these things are fed run, confirms Florida shooting suspect is member of his organization and that they did paramilitary training together. Just like Oklahoma City was run by the Southern Poverty Law Center, and that's where McVeigh was, and that was the main white supremacist compound. And it was run by the Southern Poverty Law Center and protected by the ATF and the Clinton-controlled FBI and then Eric Holder, Deputy Attorney General at the time, in 1995. Look it up. So I've been telling you, a new Oklahoma City is imminent. Attacks on multicultural schools, primary schools, colleges, churches, federal buildings, to make the globalist deep state the victims. This is the card. And then you saw Michael Hastings' wife, who used to sit as one of the main gophers on the National Security Council under Obama, openly saying a week and a half ago, if you release the memo, there will be giant massacres of liberals by right-wingers. I'm not saying she's involved. I want to know who told her to say that. And then we saw other people say, Chuckie Schumer and others, a bunch of them said there's going to be new Oklahoma cities. Just last week, 3 different senators. Let's pull, who was it last week? 3 different ones. And I said, this is the message being sent. This is unbelievable. And then right on time, all of this kicks off. So seeing is believing. I've got to get some of the crew over there to go back to Matt Bracken on Friday, because I know he said it a bunch then, and other there's countless reports where I said, false flag is the only move the globalists had to derail the nation coming together. And it's the only card they've got left after the hurricanes brought us together and after the tax cuts brought us together and after Trump and the Pride for America. Adam Schiff said that an Oklahoma City-style bombing could happen because of FISA memo as well. That's the Daily Caller, February 8th. I mean, it doesn't get any worse when they're on TV with Phil Mudd, who calls himself a proud S-holer on TV and then says something, they're going to kill the president. Now he breaks down crying, and it's the fake, total fake. I mean, it's like a high school play do better. He turns to the side. He goes, worse than Obama's fake crying when he used to run counterterrorism. Oh, he's so scared of death and how he hates ISIS when he helped basically create it with Obama. I mean, this guy, this is the scum that rules us. This is the, they don't even tell you he's former deputy director of the CIA. They don't tell you any of that when he's on there. It's, oh, an FBI agent's on. He was sent over by Obama to take over the FBI by Mueller for globalist elements of the CIA in a foreign penetration of the FBI to fully take it over. It's not the CIA. It's the globalists that have penetrated it. And Phil Mudd is the main adjunct and the aide-de-camp to Robert Mueller. So when he goes on TV and says the government's going to kill the president, that is a message to all their stay-behind networks that we're going to win. And now he gets to wave the bloody shirt and say, it's all you gun owners and Trump's fault. Poor children. Children of God. I mean, this is worse than a middle school play. Just like Obama starts to fake crying years ago and then tries to touch his eye to show there's a tear. I mean, this is just horse manure by the fake news channel CNN. 110%. So we got those clips coming up as well. We got a hold of Matt Bracken. He's coming on. But I, we have absolutely 100% got to go get, what, about 100 times in the last month, I said they're going to shoot up a school. They're going to bomb a federal building. You know what? They're going to do it all. You know, I've interviewed the police officers that survived, interviewed the widows, the cops that got tortured to death like Terrence Yankee. I've interviewed Don Browning, the head of the Marine Corps veteran, highly decorated Marine, who was the head of the K-9 unit in Oklahoma City. And he went in there, and he started talking about how he saw feds taking bombs out, and they came in his office twice. He named the names of the FBI agents, senior ones, and they said, you and your wife are dead. You don't shut your mouth. And he's come on this show on Skype, shaking because he feels guilty for, you know, his wife, but the flesh feels guilty. His soul feels right. Going, yeah, go ahead. And I said, let's go ahead and name him. Let's name him. He said, oh, all right, I'll name him. And he named him once at the water cooler and another time in his office. They said, Don, you and your wife don't want to die. You shut your effing mouth. You understand? Well, he didn't shut his effing mouth because not everybody's cowards like you. And I'm not saying the whole FBI is even bad. It's a civil war in our own hearts, individuals by individuals. Is a college bad? No. There's good people, bad people. Is the FBI bad? No. There's good people, bad people. It's the same. Like, it's the same thing. It's people. And denying there's evil in some of these government agencies has allowed it to grow. We've got a rogue multinational group funded by the communist Chinese and others. And allied with the Vatican, the Pope's endorsed communism, said China is the key to everything, that are running this country, and we're removing them right now, and the prosperity's coming back, and they're pissed, and they're scared. I mean, you look at Phil Mudd, he is a lunatic. And I looked him up. He's from the Virginia Mudd family and traces his lineage. I spent hours on Ancestry looking this up. I paid to get in there. And it looks like he is the offspring of Dr. Mudd, the only other person convicted for killing Lincoln. And now here he is saying he wants to kill another Republican president on TV when it looks like he is the heir to that term. Your name will be Mudd. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
To be specifically clear, last week, more than 10 times on air, we're going to find it and dig it up, I said a new Oklahoma City attack on a church, a school, or a federal building blamed on right-wing terrorist Tim McVeigh, part two. Now, why did I say that? You had Congressman Schiff, you had senators, you had globalist operatives going on, MSNBC, CNN, saying there's going to be massacres if you release the memo. You're going to cause right-wingers to kill us. And then just like Oklahoma City, they had Elohim City, outside Oklahoma City, set up and run commanded, not infiltrated, by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And the informants and everything went public and said, look, we knew this was coming, and we're told to stand down by the ATF and by the criminal elements of the FBI. And then they bombed the building to blame the libertarian liberty movement that was taking the country back. And Bill Clinton said on Air Force One the next year in 1996 that he owed his reelection to the Oklahoma City bombing. So their whole globalist system's falling apart. The left's been caught running Antifa that's cop killing. They've been caught in their own documents that came out a month ago. George Soros' son funding movements trying to get national riots going when Obama was in 2015 to be able to trigger civil war. And there's the articles we have on Infowars.com. Adam Schiff implies that Oklahoma City-style bombing could happen because of FISA memo. So you can see exactly what they're saying. And then someone that fits not the profile of a nihilist like we were thinking, but someone who is completely mentally ill, autistic, totally suggestible, will do whatever he's told, on psychotropic drugs, who doesn't have parents, it's in the news, magically is there, and all the eyewitnesses are saying multiple shooters. We are getting Matt Bracken on, but I may go to rebroadcast for a while, just so, because I got a bunch of clips we haven't played yet, so it's not really rebroadcast, so I can get on a computer terminal, and no big deal, and find these clips. Because it's not clips of us saying they're going to stage more attacks on Congress like they already did, and more hashtag hunt Republicans. We know they're doing that. We've got those clips. We're talking about the clips you all heard and I all heard over and over again, probably 500 times the last 6 months. We're talking 10 times last week. I remember, I said it 10 times on Friday when Bracken was on. Or was it even Monday? I can't even keep track of this. We have to show people that, because that's how they then get the understanding that the church shooting in Texas, all of it, we know the FBI was told. We know they knew specifics. They knew that they were warned for years that this guy was highly suggestible. And now we've got witnesses of the multiple shooters. This is incredible. And this is how the globalists want to beat the country. We're beating them with the economics. We're beating them with the unity, the sovereignty, the military. America's coming back. It's going back under its own control. And they're going to use destabilization operations like Vegas that we were way ahead of and that we documented and that we said he was a gun dealer and that he'd been in the Middle East. That was from the hostage rescue team. That was from the good guys at the FBI, illustrating how when the media says when we criticize FBI corruption or government corruption, we hate the whole government. No, we want good government, transparent government back. So let's go ahead and play these clips one after the other. Here's a clip of KPRC interviewing a student. We don't know her name because they didn't air it. But it's someone videotaping with their phone over the shoulder, capturing the young student, the high school student, laying out how there were two shooters funneling him in. And then it's not just that. We got a woman, a high school senior, she's a woman, who knew him the year before he got expelled, said, I thought it'd be you doing all the shooting, while the shooting's still going on. It's not like some young woman got confused about shooters. The Hispanic lady, high school student, young lady, she sees her teacher shot in the head. And it's not on the news. The KHOU didn't air. We had to get it off his Twitter. He put it out. The reporter put it out. Think about that. Let's go to the full clip of the Hispanic lady, and then we'll go to the full clip of Alexa Middick, and then we'll have more. And we had an eyewitness on as well earlier who says he thinks the whole thing stinks to high heaven. Let's start playing those clips. Here they are.
All the kids to go outside so they could start shooting up. So they started shooting from the first floor up. Because there's only two exits in the freshman building, so everybody started running to the other exits, but that's when the other shooter started coming up. So everybody, and then I thank God to this teacher who opened up her door and let all of us in. She got shot in the arm trying to open the door, and then the other teacher, he got shot in the head trying to cut the other students. And it was like an hour, like it felt like years waiting for them. And after all that, we finally got out, and like they started yelling at us to keep focused and pay attention ahead, the army people, because they didn't want us to see the bodies that they hid in the corner. They were putting mats over them so we wouldn't see them. But there was dust all over the floor from
Do you think there was more than one?
There's very few. Definitely.
How terrifying! Hold on 1 second, ma'am. How terrifying!
It was pretty damn terrifying because they were putting us through drills, and we all thought this was
right back.
We thought this was a drill, but it wasn't. And then we just started hearing the gunshots, and it was really terrifying because my class, the class I ran into, he started shooting through the door, and he came through and he started shooting the cabinet, and that's when he shot the teacher. And then he ran back outside to shoot the other teacher who was closing the other door for the kids. But he didn't get the closed door, and he was just there. And so we were all just discussing each other, like, shut up, just suck it up if you're crying, because we're not trying to get shot. Because he was in the hallway yelling, hey, trying to taunt us and get us to say things, trying to get us outside. And that's when some other kid, like, he ran out because he thought it was free, but he got shot, and then we heard the groaning outside. And we couldn't do anything.
What was, so the shooter, tell me, besides, hey, what was he saying during
He wasn't all doing anything. He was legit, he just ran up the stairs, started
I actually was in the bathroom at the moment, and I had came back to my classroom, and I knocked on the door, and the fire alarm went off, and the principal came on the speaker and just said, everyone needs to evacuate right now, so that's what we did. As I was going down the stairs, I heard a couple shots fired. Everyone was freaking out, saying that it was a gun. And as we were walking, the whole class together, I actually was speaking to the suspect, Nicholas Cruz. And as I was speaking to him, he seemed very, I don't know what the word I want to say is, but he was trouble in middle school. So I kind of joked to him about it and said, I'm surprised you weren't the one who did it. And he just gave me a huh. So, that's really what happened.
You were walking down the hall. He had already fired at that time.
Yes, sir, with him.
Weren't you scared?
In the moment, I wasn't, because there was obviously definitely another shooter involved, but...
Oh, you think he was not the only one?
No, definitely not.
Why do you say that?
Because when shots were fired, I saw him after the fact. So, and the shots were coming from the other part of the building. So there definitely had to be two shooters involved, I believe.
That's the first I've heard of that. Did you see any other students who were wounded?
No, sir.
All the kids to go outside so they could start shooting up. So they started shooting from the first floor up. Because there's only two exits in the freshman building, so everybody started running to the other exits, but that's when the other shooter started coming up. So everybody, and then I thank God to this teacher who opened up her door and let all of us in. She got shot in the arm trying to open the door, and then the other teacher, he got shot in the head trying to cut the other students, and it was like an hour.
By the way, I just got information during those clips. It's just, there is no doubt there were multiple shooters. This is their move against America. They got an autistic kid to say.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not just the 17 poor dead young people that had their lives taken from them. This is the globalist crime syndicate that has funded the radical Islamic takeover of North Africa and much of the Middle East, the murder of millions of people, hundreds of thousands of women and children sold into sex slavery, who are totally ruthless and who have a history of running white supremacist compounds with ne'er-do-well federal informants at the head of them. And then winding up individuals to be patsies like Sirhan Sirhan and the killing of RFK, which the coroner and the LA Times reported his arm was pinned. He didn't shoot RFK. A guy from the CIA, from the Skunk Works, shot him 7 times in the back, and that was in front of witnesses. There's even some footage of it happening. It's even been in the London Guardian. I'm just saying, these things go on, and they hate me. Because I'll go, oh, look, here's a KPRC report, very credible high school student, saying exactly what another credible Alexa Mednick said, and she saw the guy she'd seen expelled the year before, Nick Cruz, and said, oh, I thought this was me, you doing something like this. While the shots are going off. And the point is, this isn't being aired by the TV stations. We've got cell phone footage of it. We've got people shooting video of the interviews. It should be all over the news. How is it not? And they dug up Friday, Matt Bracken, where myself and he went on like we've done hundreds of times this year already, just for 2 months in, 2.5 months in, right? 2.5 months in, month and a half in, saying they're going to false flag themselves and blame it on us. I mean, that's a 101, baby. If I was an evil globalist and way behind like this, it's what I do. That's what we do. We war game them. That's why they hate us. Trump doesn't do false flags. He is straight shooter, old-fashioned American power. But the old empires in Europe, you read history books about European wars the last 1,000 years, that's all they do is massacre villages and blame it on this guy and blow up this ship and blame it on that guy and hang little kids up by their heads and cut their guts out and then put screed that somebody else did it. I mean, that's what you do when you're 30 behind in a football game at halftime. You go out and you blow up a school full of your own kids. And they just can't stand that false flag, inside job, stage terror is now part of the vernacular. But it is, thanks to our audience. I read history books and I brought it back into use, but you made it popular so that people look now. And how many of these poop swastikas and burning crosses and Jews being attacked, leftist Jews, has been done by the very people? It's like 99%. Daily Caller, Breitbart, Fox News have done big listings of them, so have we, where they'll show like, here's 100-plus staged events by leftists this year. Remember the Air Force Academy just a few months ago? Big national news, somebody said no blacks allowed, and it was a black student doing it for attention. Probably put up to do it by the faculty that's anti-Trump. But we just had a black student on, a listener of the show, talking about his friends saying they saw two shooters. Darlan Martin, he's been listening for 2 years. He said he listens every day, and so do his friends. And that's why they're pissed, because we've got people everywhere. And you know, if Jalen saw something different, he'd tell us. But guess what? He saw just what everybody else saw. A white lady, a Hispanic lady, and a black man. Yeah, they're 17, 18 years old. They're ladies, they're men. Let's stop arresting their development. And that's what they saw. That's what they witnessed. It isn't like they thought they heard shots over here. They're standing in front of him, and the shots are going off down the building. That's sensational! And it lets you know what they're trying to launch right now. And I want to go to a clip from Matt Bracken. And he's joining us live in the Roger Stone studio. And we've got a major guest that's joining us as well. But the highest levels of the government in Florida, but I'll leave it right there. Just briefly, because I'm not going to spend much time on this, but we need the funding. We got a bunch of incredible nutraceuticals and supplements. I'm going to explain it to you this way. Our fluoride-free, organic, concentrated toothpaste has, on average, sometimes it's 250, sometimes it's 320. Product, depending on the run we do, it has multiple dollars more of product in it than other toothpaste brands. Because it doesn't have fillers, it's concentrated. And people notice that. And it's the same thing. When you get something like our Cell Force, it's going to be called DNA Force Plus. More CoQ10, more BioPQQ, way below any price you'll ever find. It's an incredible deal. Because the other competitors mark it up 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times is the average. We mark it up 100%. When we discount, less. You get Icarin, our kidney and liver known detoxifier formula for $19.95. There's over $10 of product in that baby. Nobody does that. They do all the marketing, all the crud, and then put the worst, lowest level. Take our body's ultimate turmeric formula with 400 plus milligrams of turmeric in it, and they test it on the scale of turmeric, the curcuminin scale, and it's 95% curcuminin. The leading competitors are 3%. You understand? And we sell it for less because I'm a very superstitious man. I treat you exactly how I want to be treated. And That I use our products. I set out to make them the very best. And with the top researchers, and it's 50% off right now. It's all there, but it's about to end. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And I'm not bitching when I tell you they're coming after us behind the scenes. I'll be able to talk about it soon, but that's okay. I expect to draw enemy fire, but we need your financial support. Plus, you need these products. It's a 360 total, non-zero-sum game, absolute win, an infinity win. And you cannot lose except by not getting the products and not supporting the transmission. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Buy your war bonds. Get great products while you're at it. Invest in your body's health. T-shirts, books, films, shirt of the month. Check it all out. InfoWarsStore.com. Tomorrow's news today. Next year's news today. Changing the world today. And the shockwaves you and I send together are unbelievable. Coming up, though, the FBI was warned about a school shooting threat from a YouTube user named Nicholas Cruz in September. And that's all over the news. It's on InfoWars.com. It's on DrudgeReport.com. But they attacked Trump last night. It was already in the news as well that everybody had been warning when he said, my God, they all warned. And the media said, oh, you're attacking the victims. That's not what he did. He said, every time we get warned and nothing's done because he's being protected by the leftist elements of the FBI and profiled and picked up by one of the training centers they now admit out there run by one of these ne'er-do-well white supremacists. You want to find a Southern Poverty Law Center or ADL operative? I don't know about this particular ne'er-do-well, but in almost other cases I've looked at it, it's them. You talk about scum of the earth, ladies and gentlemen. Good God, the entire race. Cottage industries run by filth across the board, and it makes me sick. Let's go ahead and go to Matt Bracken. Stay with us.
Yeah, so very balkanized, like Lebanon. So I would expect to see more James Hodgkinsons. My bigger fear, though, is a false flag attack, specifically a Las Vegas-style sniper attack, but with a better, you know, plan to leave false clues that it was done by the right wing. This has been seen throughout history. I mean, in the Balkans, we saw... In the Bosnia War, we saw, you know, mortar attacks, own goal mortar attacks that were successfully used. We've seen that also with the white helmets in Syria, own goal false flag attacks, knowing that the media will play the false narrative completely straight. And it's effective. I mean, it works. False flags are done because they work.
And now we've got Pelosi and we've got other operatives who are known intelligence operatives of deep state, going on MSNBC and saying, you're going to cause a massacre with these memos. You're going to cause a new Oklahoma City. And you've got all these other globalists saying that. They're signaling so they can go, oh, look, see, we told you so.
You know, Watergate style, this is all coming out. Only it'll be, 100 times bigger than Watergate. This is the entire FBI, DOJ, top echelon of CIA under Brennan. You know, there's some white hats like Admiral Mike Rogers at NSA that have kept us from completely going down the false narrative. But I think that the deep state traitors, they see that their ship is sinking.
Exactly.
They're kind of on the Titanic, and they want to get on a lifeboat. So I think that the risk is much greater for a massive Oklahoma City style false flag, or I'm not saying that Oklahoma City was necessarily false flag, but there will be either something on a level of an Oklahoma City or a Las Vegas shooting where the literature will be left at the scene. You know, I hate the left kind of literature.
Yeah, we'll be right back. And now that just happened. It's being reported that he was a white supremacist doing paramilitary training, so they can blame all gun owners. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here.